This is by Dr. Sharma. Dear Smith, D-I-E-R-S-M-I-T-H, date of service 1-11-2023, date of birth 3-5-85, date of accident 4-15-2022. The patient returns for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 12-13-2022 as a new patient. Although the patient has had 7 months of treatment with other providers, including level 1 physical therapy, that has provided him significant relief in many areas of his pain. He used to have seen in the neck and mid-back, as well as into the left legs, and they all are better 100%. Only the pain reported is lower back pain, and the patient says that he would like to try a chiropractic treatment, and he has built a marijuana program from to continue on marijuana certification to grow his own plants. And he refuses to have any injection treatment like lumbar epidural, cervical epidural injections. He also refuses sacroiliac joint injections. He didn't want any surgical consultation either. At this time, patient reports his pain level, according to him, is 10, on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are also affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, according to the patient. Patient reports around 40% improvement in the pain overall since the time of accident. His ADLs that are affected are generally mood, walking ability, work, relationship, other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurology, psych, headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, and loss of balance only. In he does not have any issues with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, loss of memory. Further, he denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back with lower back stiffness and more difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, patient digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain or blood in the stools, or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chasing, shortness of breath. In the GI, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization. In the last 30 days, no weight loss, no new trauma. Current pain medication is Ortran. Substance abuse, none is being reported. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136 over 100, pulse is 75, is 100. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 12-13-2023. Dictation number is 0112-090. Please use the general review, the musculature and musculoskeleton examination only. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is, once again, the patient has been advised about all his options, including continuing chiropractic, acupuncture, physical therapy. Although we have requested a PT evaluation and PT certification, an affidavit from the patient for further physical need. The patient refuses LESI, CSI, and sacroiliac joint injections. Patient refuses any surgical consult. His sacroiliac joints are involved, causing him further pain. And patient has been advised about infrared therapy, laser treatment, and yoga exercises. And he's being disability-wise, he's being placed on 7 hours, 6 days. At 10 pounds restriction with no excessive bending. I have given Tylenol with codeine number 4 for 15 tablets just for severe pain if it ever happens. Other than that, we do not have much to him. Thank you.